care. But the cares of the world, the war that we're involved in, we can allow it to get to such a point that it begins to choke the Word of God right out of us. And we start giving glory to that which we should not give glory with, the words that we say. Begin to choke the seeds of faith, that deposit that's been given to us. Begin to choke the seeds of faith until our response and our actions become worldly. Have you ever been so bombarded that you end up as nervous as the world? Do you ever find yourself in a position where you become fearful as the world is fearful? Have you ever got to that place where you get up in the morning and you're just like kind of depressed as the world is depressed? Have you ever gotten up that you are, you know, and those that the greatest, as somebody told me last night, the greatest amounts of suicides that happen in this time is between now and Christmas. So do we get up in the morning and think, you know, it's just like serving God is just too hard. I can't do this. It's too hard to be on this side. We get nervous. We get scared. We get depressed. We get suicidal. We start giving up. Jesus didn't teach a shake and bake message that if you really serve God and love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that somehow it would prevent you from things happening to you. See, He didn't say that if you hear the Word and do the Word, like somehow it's just going to exonerate us from anything ever impacting our lives. But as the Word says, we need to be like the wise man. The wise man who was founded upon the rock. The rock, Jesus. Our King. Our Savior. We are King's kids. We're burning ones. We're of the fellowship of the burning heart of God. His affection reigns over us. It's in us. His desire is holy for us. For us, and the winds will come, and the rain will come, the storms will come. But if you're on that rock, the house, your hearts will not become discouraged. You will not become depressed. You will not think, you know what, Lord, I can't do this anymore. You'll hear the voice of God speaking in your heart. That eternal presence poured forth, the voice of God, who will say to you, it's okay, I love you, it's not your fight, it's mine. Come up here, come away with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. But Lord, it's not fair. It's just not fair. It's raining on my house. The winds are blowing on my house. The rain is beating on me. God says, stop complaining. Look at me. Come up here. My holy affections are for you and you alone. Come away with me. You know, we can't judge anything in the middle of a storm. Bible's very clear. It says we can't trust our minds in the middle of a storm. You can't trust your judgments in the middle of a storm. You have to look to the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Christ. And as we contemplate those, you know, as God's searching for the soul of America, we can be on our hands and knees. You know, the bishop had a prophetic word at the Eucharist. He stopped one day last week and he just saw this explosion. And I'm sure what he was getting was what happened in Connecticut. And so as us, as the people of God, founded upon the rock, And we're in the middle of a storm, we can't judge. Because when we'll judge, we'll say, why, God, are you doing this? As opposed to saying, thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in my life. And make us holy intercessors, crying out at the footstool. You see, I believe that when, you know, the impact and God searches for the soul of America and all the evil that rises up because we're in a holy war, it's to create a Martha anointing on us. And Jesus, what did he say to Martha? Martha, Martha, you're so worried about so many things. And if you'll just come and be as Mary, which will never be taken away from her, to sit at the footstool, sit at that place of peace, to sit and to hear that eternal presence poured forth, the voice of the living God. It says in Ezekiel 2:2, the Spirit came upon me and took me up and raised me up and set me on my feet. When so much around us wants to nail us and knock us down, the Spirit of the living God takes us up, raises us up, and stands us on our feet to do one thing, to hear the will of Him who has control over everything. God's harvesting hearts, He wants us. He's desirous. I thirst, he said. I thirst. But the foolish man, you know, the wise man and the foolish man, they had lots of things in common. The rain came, the wind blew. And the rain came some more and the wind blew some more. And yet, in the midst of that, they had external things. They looked the same. You know, we can go from one church to the next. We all look the same. But what's the difference between those of us in the church that are foolish and those that are wise? You see, the Spirit of the living God has come upon us to raise us up, to hear His voice, the predestiny that we all have, the destiny we all share. Set us on our feet. That dove's life. Jesus said, I overcame. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We overcome. Father Terry, you know, by the grace of God, God is overcoming in Birmingham. Hallelujah. Abortion mills are being shut down because God raised him on his feet. He heard the voice of God who said to him that he was going to expose the darkness that was going on. Not just the abortions. And so a doctor's name ended up on a magazine, and you all know the story. God has raised us up for such a time as this. So let not your hearts be troubled. And yes, it makes no sense. But you know what? The devil never makes sense. When we see and when we hear, know this, hear the voice of God who is calling to us, who's raising up an army. It says in Ezekiel 37, he's blowing the breath of God into us to hear. Let's not be like the foolish ones who've built houses, who have given our hearts to the Lord. You see, that's the house. But what's the difference between the house that stands and the one that doesn't? As we've all given our hearts to the Lord. The difference being are those that are going. As Ezekiel says, come away with me. Come up here. And God will set us on his feet. And we'll hear the purposes of God. We'll know what to do. And then we can bring that encouraging word. We can say to those that don't know, and those that profess to know, we can take them down that path, the path that leads to the rock. the rock who said in Isaiah, prophesied of him, says, the Spirit of God is upon me. The Spirit of God was upon Jesus. A prophetic sign. As He lives in us, the Spirit of the living God is within us. Because He has anointed us. He's anointed you and me. Even though the wind and the rain and the howling wasteland is all around us. He's anointed us to bring good news. Good news! The salvation of God in Christ Jesus. We have got to go tell somebody. Somebody this afternoon is going to come across your path and you need to bring them from the overflow of the kingdom the good news in Christ Jesus our Lord. Give your life and your heart to Jesus and worship Him at His holy footstool. Forget Martha. Focus on Mary. Teach. Lead. Speak. Yeah, the events are sad, but let's give the solution. Solution. Jesus. 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 Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life of the world. Yes, we're impacted. Yes, we see. Yes, the rain is coming on our hearts. The wind of the evil one is blowing. But if we rise up because we're anointed in the power of the living God. It's falling fresh on us. These just aren't worship songs because they're meaningless. That was one of the most anointed worship sets I've listened to being here. God was all over this place because He's anointed us to preach good news. Joy! 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 And it makes me crazy! I can't get enough of Jesus! We need more of Jesus! We gotta speak more of Jesus! Selma belongs to Jesus! This city is His city! We are His people! And our house will never blow down because we're at His footstool hearing His voice as He sings and as He speaks to us. He said to me the other day, you know, I'm way over my head, let me tell you. I am so over my head. I was getting ready to go with the bishop to Fort Worth. I sat down on my bed. And I heard, as clear as a bell, Mark. And I went, here I am, Lord. And then silence. Like this long period of silence. Then I heard, Mark. And I went, Lord, I'm here. I'm listening. And then He said, Mark. You're a blessing to me.
Hallelujah.
I'm way over my head. But apparently I'm a blessing to Him. Spirit of the living God has anointed us to bring good news. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted. I can't even imagine the heartbreak in Connecticut. But God knows. You see, because God is the author of those lives. And as we, as a church, go before Him as Mary, corporately and individually, in that footstool time, you have, and I have, no idea what God will tell you to do. But believe me, God is speaking. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, liberty to those that are in the hell of the depression and suicide thoughts. See, people of God, we got it. We have it. It is ours. It doesn't belong to anybody else. You called by His name to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Salvation belongs to God alone in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, in verse 7 it says, instead of shame, you will have double portion. Instead of humiliation, you will shout for joy over your portion. I shouted for joy. Because I'd been thinking all morning, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. And He says, I know you don't. But you're a blessing to me. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in their land. We need to open our hearts so wide open as the burning fellowship of the heart of God resides within us to hear His words, to know His ways, and to see His ways so we can have double portion in this land that He brought me to. The hearts of His people, the hearts of His church set on fire. Fire raging and raging and raging that will not be quenched. And everlasting joy! Everlasting joy! Everlasting joy! Everlasting joy! I had a really good time with Father Terry, but it wasn't everlasting joy. Everlasting joy! Everlasting joy! Declare it, church. Everlasting joy. Everlasting joy. Burns brightly. Everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I, the Lord, love justice. See, we want to seek justice. We want to know. Lord says, vengeance is mine. And so when the events of a soul, of a country, Canada included, I can only tell you the godlessness that exists in that land. Because they're all chasing Buddha. Like a really big fat guy can teach you anything about peace or self-control. As they search, God's seeking. But if they will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. Everlasting joy is ours. Let's not be ashamed of the gospel. Let's speak the name of Jesus, not the works of the enemy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us confess.